Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Joseph A. Olson is a retired engineer, impassioned science writer, and respected innovative thinker with over 100 major civil engineering and climate-related articles to his name. He's a founding member of Principia Scientific International, which provides educational resources freely in the fields of scientific inquiry. Olson is a co-author of Slaying the Sky Dragon, Death of the Greenhouse Gas Theory, the world's first full-volume debunk of the greenhouse gas theory. Joseph Olson, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
Oh, Richard, it's delightful to talk to you again. For the guests that didn't know, you and I had a discussion on this same topic in August on your Strange Planet program, and that inspired me to do further research on it, so I was really excited when you called and invited me to speak. In the intro, there's a trailer that George Norrie's interviewing one of his guests, and the guy says there's a grand force that's trying to capture all the souls on Earth, and we're going to try to free as many souls on Earth as possible because we've got to break this hypnotic hysteria that's going on.
Let's start with, if we could, Joseph, magnetobiology. Who pioneered this field?
As far as I can tell, the quantitative part of it was by Robert O. Becker, M.D., and that's his book, Body Electric. He started doing experiments in 1961. He was an orthopedic surgeon at Syracuse University, and for show notes on this, on tonight's program, I wrote an article on Wednesday and posted it at the Principia site. It's called Body Electric Secrets, and it's directly linked on the show notes for today at Coast to Coast. So if your readers would go there, the important thing is that there's two graphics, and it's easier to explain scientific stuff if you can look at a quick graphic and understand what we're talking about, and we're going to get to that in a second.
But right, we will talk about regeneration. I do want to talk about regeneration and how electromagnetism can be used to heal, but I do also want to spend some time talking about the deleterious effects of EMF, and I think maybe it might be helpful to begin with some definitions, because when we're talking about microwaves and radio waves and wireless cell phones, we're talking about something called non-ionizing radiation, and there's this debate about as to whether non-ionizing radiation is harmful, and as you know, many scientists say no, it's not. It doesn't penetrate the body enough. It can produce heat, but it's not going to damage cells. What say you about non-ionizing radiation?
Well, that's completely bogus. I mean, every radiation is ionizing. And what they're doing is they're just doing a surface measurement. The military developed 95 gigahertz active denial systems, and those were published in Popular Science in the mid-80s. And I was kind of horrified by it. A two-second blast from one of their microwave generators will raise your body temperature to 130 degrees Fahrenheit. And so this was for crowd control, where they could just come in and use a big antenna and broadcast microwave energy into your body, and the whole crowd would just melt and run away because you feel your body burning from the inside. A microwave oven operates at 2.45 gigahertz, and you can put a potato in a microwave oven, punch it for, you know, 4 minutes, and when you open the oven, you can pick up the potato because the surface of it is not hot. When you cut it open, it's steaming on the inside. That's non-ionizing radiation on the surface of the potato, but it's certainly penetrating into the potato. So another resource that your listeners could go to, if you happen to be sitting in front of a PC, go to Wiki, Water Underline Absorption Underline Spectrum. And this shows the four vibrational states for water vapor in the atmosphere. And water vapor is between 1 and 4% of the content of air, but it absorbs in 37,000 spectral lines, which is virtually everything. And in that Wiki article, they have four GIFs that show the four vibrational modes for the water molecule. It's a 110-degree bond angle dihedral molecule, so it has more vibrational modes than carbon dioxide has. Carbon dioxide has three absorption spectrum bands in the atmosphere, and methane, which they claim is more powerful than carbon dioxide, has two vibrational modes in the atmosphere. So they've lied completely about the transmission of energy through the atmosphere, and we get an enormous amount of electromagnetic energy from the sun. It covers the full spectrum from gamma rays all the way down to 0 degree Kelvin. We get that full spectrum from the sun, and 30% of that energy is absorbed in the atmosphere. But absorption is not really the correct name for what's going on in the atmosphere. The absorption by the molecules, where you see the little GIF movement of the two hydrogens and the oxygen atom, those are last for a billionth of a second. It's a more proper term would be resonation. When the certain frequency hits the water molecule, it causes the molecule to vibrate. That transfers a little bit of energy from the incoming photon that's moving at the speed of light to the gas molecule. The gas molecule has no ability to store, redirect, amplify, or modify the incoming energy at all. And so what it does is it vibrates. It shares that vibration with the adjoining non-absorbing gas molecules, which makes the temperature uniform, but then it emits a longer wavelength, lower energy photon. So basically what it's doing is it's absorbing in one spectrum and then releasing a lower energy photon, which is then hit by the next cascading 37,000 spectral lines, and it cascades all the way down through the atmosphere the same way. Well, considering the percentage of our bodies that is water, we're also absorbing that energy. And
okay,
we're absorbing it not only naturally from the sun and from cosmic rays, but we're absorbing it now from an enormous number of human-produced electromagnetic forces.
Okay, so today's mobile phones operate usually at what? Frequencies below 6 gigahertz, correct?
Right.
So the 5G, what frequencies will they operate? Will it operate on?
Gee, I have to reach back into my notes. I think that's 60 gigahertz.
Gigahertz.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you know all of the electromagnetic energy is dangerous. It's just that the higher frequency, the more dangerous it is. And we've been using lower frequency stuff, and now they want to bump it up to 5. The advantage is instead of live streaming a 2-hour movie over 2 hours, you can stream it in 5 minutes, but you can't watch it in 5 minutes. So your benefit is like negligible, number one. Number two, you don't have to have broadcast signal to use 5G. You can use 5G in a DSL service and have no radiation issues at all, which is what we should be doing instead of adding to the electronic EMR soup that we're living in. We should be using DSL, and that would give you better connections, it's better privacy, and it's not non-impact to all of the biological systems on the planet, which is provable that the 5G stuff is definitely doing.
Okay, so the idea that magnetobiology can connect 5G, which is operating maybe around 60 gigahertz, maybe even as high as 300, I've read, 300 okay. gigahertz,
right.
That it can connect 5G to low oxygen intake, and then from there we can start to talk about how that might worsen symptoms of certain viruses and so forth. But let's talk about low oxygen intake. How can 5G affect or cause, rather, low oxygen intake? Give me the mechanics of that.
Your body depends on hemoglobin having iron molecules that are diatomic and have extra electrons in the outer shell that can absorb oxygen, and then they can exchange the oxygen for CO2, and then they can exchange the CO2 in your lungs for more oxygen. So basically what happens is when you're using 60 gigahertz up to 150 gigahertz, you're impacting the iron's ability to transport oxygen inside your system. So that will lead to the same exact symptoms that you get from, quote, COVID. So, and the problem is that you can stand low-level penetration from one source, but when you're triangulated by multiple antennas, you're getting hit by in multiple directions, and the waves are going to amplify each other. And so you're increasing your exposure. When they're talking about having a transmitting tower on every block, then they're talking the SpaceLink is going to put 42,000 low-orbit 5G satellites up there to provide 5G for the entire world. Well, I'm certain that since 50% of Earth's surface is the Pacific Ocean and it has, like, virtually nobody living there, that you don't really need to have 5G in the Pacific Ocean, that there's deserts and the poles have virtually no human population. Why do we need to have 5G on the entire planet if we only need to have 5G where we have human populations and we could do it with DSL? The whole principle of doing this is destructive, and they're
so
deceptive about it.
Joseph, what are normal blood oxygen levels? What should they be? And then what are we finding with people today when they are immersed in this electronic smog? Walk me through that. A normal blood oxygen level and what happens when it decreases?
I'm not sure exactly what they use for the reference point, but the OSHA speakers that were at the rallies that I've attended, the lockdown rallies across Texas, and I've been to over two dozen of those, said that if you put an oxygen meter on your finger, it'll register a blood level oxygen of 20%, and that OSHA standards are if it drops down to 17.5 in a confined space, that's a hazardous space and needs to be evacuated, or you need to have breathing equipment. And a confined space would be like working in a mine, working down inside a ship's hull, working in sewers. And so they put blood level monitors on people. And if you put a face mask on, within about 90 seconds, your blood level oxygen will drop down to 18% because you're rebreathing the carbon dioxide that you're trying to exhale. So, and the masks are cosmetic as far as medical purpose. You have a mask that at the best N95 masks have a mesh of 500 nanometers, and you're trying to stop a virus that's 20 nanometers. something like
that. Right. Well, the masks are kind of another discussion. I mean, it's an important one.
Right.
What are we finding, though? In other words, if we're all walking around in this electronic smog and we're surrounded, inundated with cell phone towers and radio waves and microwaves and so forth, then one would expect that our oxygen, our blood oxygen levels are low all the time, lower than they should be.
They probably are. And that's probably why we have a lot of people with headaches and a lot of people with depression, is because we're being constantly polluted by this stuff.
So the contention here isn't that 5G towers, they're not causing COVID, they're exacerbating it and other upper respiratory ailments. Is that the idea?
That's the hypothesis that quite a few people have gone with, and I've seen enough support for it to say that it should be a topic of discussion. And that's the whole point. You know, I don't claim to be the arbiter of truth on everything, but I can say where there are legitimate arguments that need to have a greater discussion than what we're having. And it's really oppressive to see what's going on with our news media and our social media, where they have constricted any discussion on a wide range of subjects. And they're getting increasingly restrictive. And so, you know, I've had YouTube interviews that I've done that have been pulled, and I've had channels where I've done interviews that those have been pulled.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.